The UN Secretary General says he came to Lebanon as a message of solidarity for a people impoverished by their unprecedented economic crisis. But Antonio Guterres also reminded the political leadership they have a responsibility to reform and stamp out corruption in state institutions.
The truth is that the Lebanese people is today suffering tremendously. And that creates naturally a great responsibility for Lebanese leaders to come together. I mean, this is not the moment for divisions to be explored.
Lebanon's latest political crisis has paralyzed the government for 2 months now, at a time when many of the 5 million people have been plunged into poverty because of the currency crash.
Lebanon needs urgent assistance in all sectors with particular importance to expanding the social protection network.
International assistance has been key in helping the nearly bankrupt country, but the dynamics of the relationship appears to have changed. For example, humanitarian aid is no longer handled by the government.
I prefer to call it collaboration, partnership than oversight, because none of us would like actually to substitute the role of any of the institutions. And yes, it has changed dramatically in terms of inclusion. You know, there was much less actually inclusion in, you know, all the meetings, in the priority setting and in the policy dialogue.
Guterres is promising UN agencies will remain strongly engaged and that Lebanon is not alone. International aid will help to slow Lebanon's collapse, but UN officials say it is not a sustainable solution. Guterres called on Lebanon's leaders to put the Lebanese people first and promote good governance. And while they have again promised transparency, there's still no economic recovery plan 2 years into the latest crisis. A crisis made worse by last year's explosion at Beirut port that leveled neighborhoods and destroyed lives and livelihoods. Guterres paid his respects to the more than 200 victims and called for an impartial and transparent investigation. But like political reform, it's another message that is likely to go unheard. Zanuqadir Al Jazeera, Beirut.